And now...
Messages off, music on.
And by music on, he means on your radio. And you seem to have that covered nicely. At 92.9 on your dial, this is KCUF-FM, Boulder Creek Pirate Radio.
Somebody told Billy Jackson the secret he thought that he hid. Could have been anybody. Anyway, somebody told old Billy what he did. Found him down in the barroom, high on the rye in the gin. Then swims a messenger, fool that he was, told old Billy where he'd been. Up jumped Billy in a fever, very, very red in the neck. Big arms shaking like a train on the grade, one curve away from a wreck. Hey, like a day, cried Billy, like a day. Hey, woe to the man with the news. He come back heavy with his hammer of hurt, and he swung from the bottom of his shoes. Fire and Elijah gonna die, cried Billy, and the words hung hard in the room. He hit that messenger so damn hard, they called him the man in the moon, the man in the moon. Man in the moon. Hit that messenger so damn hard that they called him the man in the moon. Billy then turned to the barkeep, called for a glass of the best. Popped him a handful of handy red capsules, a little brown cigarette. Stuck his face in the blow bag, sucked as hard as he could. Quivered and he quoked, shivered and he spoke, said, boy, I'm feeling very good. Good ain't good if you're Billy. Good is bad, you can bet. Billy was ready for a close encounter of the meanest kind you can get. Forth through the door stole Billy to the night, all glowing with a fire and a heat. Smoking sparks kicked up in the dark everywhere Billy reached the streets. Stoned and alone to his home come Billy, and he found him a knife and a gun. Billy gonna take a little slice out of life, gonna have a barrel of fun, a barrel of fun, a barrel of fun. Billy gonna take a little slice out of life, gonna have a barrel of fun. Fear is a deer in the winter, death is the wolf at his heels. Poor thing's terrified, terribly petrified. Oh, do you know how he feels? Billy be all in the shadows. Billy be all in your mind. Billy be any place, anywhere, every place. Billy be so hard to find. Only once ever is he ever. Never once ever is he twice. Deceived by a man or a woman somehow. Somebody every time there's a price. There's fog in the night and fear in your heart, and Billy got a knife and a gun. He's violent, vicious, he's pure pernicious. If you can't for your life, you better run. Bang, Billy, boom, boom, bang, Billy, boy, bum that big Billy D. Billy gonna take a little shot in the dark at you. I'm glad it didn't me, I'm glad it didn't me, I'm glad it didn't me. Billy gonna take a little shot in the dark at you. I'm glad it isn't me.
The wind touches every blade of grass, standing in its way,
from sunburnt gold on the mountain to sun blood red on the plain. Snakes were back, lightning was track. How many lives were claimed? They tamed the open range. Blackfeet soaring, roaming down to what they call Wyoming now. Alone, they watched the passing of a train. Their visions are just memories of buffalo that used to be their wheel light, pushed off the open range. A cowboy dog's his brand about, tries to get a true head kind of come against the fence line in the rain. And what will be held in or out to strip the grass and suffer droughty dams, this sudden change to the open range. There the wind touches every blade of grass, standing in its wake from sunburnt gold on the mountain to sun blood red on the plains. Snakes were bad, lightning was dry. How many lives were claimed? They tamed the open range.
Same old things. Time stands still here. heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked. Behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him.
Change of track sometime.
Train rolling Witches tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. Traveled far and wide, laid this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass, I saw beauty to the north. I drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue.
KCUF, Rose Tattoo. Yeah, I got your name tattooed. It's right here on my butt. You want to see? We also heard How the West Was Won, that from a guy who chooses to be called the White Buffalo. Cody Jinks, a pretty interesting non-Nashville-sounding Nashville artist, did Heavy Load in the middle of that set. Great to have guys like Cody Jinks and Jamie Johnson and Chris Stapleton and others making a dent in the staid country music cartel. And that includes women like Miranda Lambert and Lindy Ortega and Gretchen Wilson and a whole flock of others there as well. Two deluxe storytellers started that set off. Larry Hosford, the late great bard of Salinas, did Billy Jackson. And Telecaster master Bill Kirchen did Open Range along with NorCal cat Blackie Farrell. Good evening to you. Hope your Thursday has gone well. Just one more workday in the week for many of you, and there is a great weekend ahead. Looks like we can expect temperatures in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. And that's right around where we were today. Not too shabby for the 25th of April.
This is 92.9 FM KCUF, pirate radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, I watched you go. despise you in your fragile state. No more signs of depression from a long time ago. I throw in a pretty flyer as they slowly laid you low. It was a rose. That's what I brought to you. I saw you through a broken window with a different part of you.
was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
Thank you.
Sturgill Simpson there, one of the Nashville guys I mentioned after the last set. Walking them ties on the railroad of sin. And boy howdy, ain't we all doing that. A pretty cool version of the well-traveled standard Mystery Train was just before that one, from UFO. The Highwayman was from the Highwaymen, Waylon, Willie, Chris, and Johnny the Highwayman. And that may be a prime example of the sum of the parts being greater than the individual components right there. Skynyrd was in there. We heard Sad Song from the post-plane crash, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Whiskey Myers kicked that deal off. A nice track from them, Broken Window Serenade. Vince Vinyl here, playing the soundtrack for this part of your evening. And thanks very much for letting me do so. It's a pleasure. I've got at least one request coming up in the next set, as well as music from Camel and Wet Willie, right after this message.
I'm a VIP, and I want to live around people just like myself, rich and divorced.
Shady Acres.
I'm Avery Carrington. Shady Acres is an incredible, upscale, state-of-the-art, top-notch condominium development.
Condo.
A short drive out of town on some pristine wetlands. Away from the noise and uninvited diversity of the city.
Shady Acres.
And when you buy into that dream that is Shady Acres, not only do you get a luxurious 5,000 square foot condo with underground parking for your newly acquired sports car, but there's also a jacuzzi for entertaining.
Jacuzzi.
Each condo is tastefully furnished with a stock bar and an exotic waterbed shaped like a dollar sign. Shady Acres also has a golf range, firing range, helipad, and exotic petting zoo when your kids come to visit.
Shady Acres.
You're successful? Start defining your lifestyle. Start defining yourself.
Shady Acres.
Shady Acres. Happiness is worth the price.
Shady.
make a fool out of you. Hey. When confusion keeps you losing and you're searching for a sign, yeah, turn this madness into gladness. Keep these words in your mind. Everything that you do will come back to you.
That was a vinyl track from a band named Spin, a Swedish outfit, as I recall. Great musicians, but they didn't speak English well, so the one LP they released in the U.S. was all instrumental, and pretty much all as good as that tune right there. Little Bitch, the title of the track we heard. We also heard Snow Goose, a stunningly beautiful piece from Andy Latimer and Camel. And that was a pretty rare version, KCUF exclusive. Andy mixed in at least one additional guitar track, and I think the label was going to issue it as a single, but for some reason it didn't happen. The one song with actual lyrics in that set was Everything That You Do from Wet Willie. We reap what we sow. Picker Pete Anderson was up first there. Baby Did Something Wrong. Howdy, y'all. It's Vince Vinyl here. And you? Well, you're right there now, aren't you? Right back.
What will you do when you finally win the lottery?
I'm going to help starving children in foreign countries. Just kidding. I'm going to indulge in every whim and then learn to hate myself like a real rich person.
I'm going to go on a sex tourism trip around the world. Nebraska, Thailand, I don't give a shit. I'll be tearing up ass globally.
Start dreaming. Play the San Andreas State Lottery and have all your fantasies come true.
Thank you. above. There's got to be a better way for me to wake up. Wake up now. Do yourself a favor now. Will you even up the score? It's only climbing higher every day. Who could ask for more? You're dancing along, my friend. There's a lot to learn about till you die, yeah. Until we
let's go.
did believe anyway. You never did believe anyway.
Last call from Michael Lee Firkins. Can't say for absolute certain, but I believe he's a NorCal cat. Michael Lee stays pretty well under the radar, and I'd guess that's by design. Pretty cool picker. He's been around for quite a while, but only has a handful of albums, and fewer still that are generally available. Yep is the album title for Last Call, a 2013 release that featured drummer Matt Apps and the Government Mule Rhythm Section backing him up. Wally was that first piece, and a track called The Martyr. Found that one deep in the KCUF library, and it sounded pretty fair for a hunk of black vinyl. Now this news break.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this Onion News update.
Five-Hour Energy CEO Manoj Bhargava claimed this week that the 13 deaths associated with his product were just collateral damage in his company's ongoing war against that 230 feeling. In a press conference, Bhargava said, quote, "We honor the sacrifice of all those who have fallen. I wish we could live in a world where you could get a spike of energy and no crash and not die. But that's not the world we live in." Responding to FDA reports linking 5-Hour Energy to heart attacks, convulsions, and spontaneous abortions, Bhargava insisted keeping alert is never clean and easy. We will not negotiate with the 230 feeling. A wave of passionate supporters have flooded social media, demonstrating the terrifying costs of midday drowsiness and fatigue, with consumers saying that when it comes to extra alertness in the mid-afternoon, they are willing to pay any price.
As the wife of a 5-Hour Energy drinker, we've had to sacrifice a lot in the name of long-lasting bursts of energy that carry you out of the workday and into the evening. We knew the risks going in.
Bhargava says his company has no plans to stop until the 230 feeling is completely wiped off the map, at which point they will turn their attention to that 330 feeling, 430 feeling, and people with a case of the Mondays. Next up, as the Petraeus scandal widens, a shaken Doris Kearns Goodwin reveals she has had a lifelong affair with baseball.